Raymond's Run by Tony K. Bambara. I don't have much work to do around the house like some girls. My mother does that. And I don't have to earn my pocket money. George runs errands for the big boys and sells Christmas cards. And anything else that's got to get done, my father does. All I have to do in life is mind my brother Raymond, which is enough. Sometimes I slip and say my little brother Raymond, but as any fool can see, he's much bigger and he's older, too. But a lot of people call him my little brother because he needs looking after because he's not quite right. And a lot of smart mouths got lots to say about that, too, especially when George was minding him. But now, if anybody has anything to say to Raymond, anything to say about his big head, they have to come by me. And I don't play the dozens of believing standing around with somebody in my face doing a lot of talking. I'd much rather just knock you down and take my chances, even if I am a little girl with skinny arms and a squeaky voice, which is how I got the name Squeaky. And if things get too rough, I run. And as anybody can tell you, I'm the fastest thing on 2 feet. There is no track meet that I don't win the first place medal. I used to win the 20-yard dash when I was a little kid and in kindergarten. Nowadays, it's the 50-yard dash. And tomorrow, I'm subject to run the quarter meter relay all by myself and come in first, second, and third. The big kids call me Mercury because I'm the swiftest thing in the neighborhood. Everybody knows that. Except two people who know better. My father and me. He can beat me to Amsterdam Avenue with me having a 2 fire hydrant head start and him running with his hands in his pockets and whistling. But that's private information. 'Cause can you imagine some 35-year-old man stuffing himself into PAL shorts to race little kids? So as far as everyone's concerned, I'm the fastest. And that goes for Gretchen, too, who has put out the tale that she's going to win the first place medal this year. Ridiculous. In the second place, she got short legs. In the third place, she's got freckles. In the first place, no one can beat me, and that's all there is to it. I'm standing on the corner admiring the weather and about to take a stroll down Broadway so I can practice my breathing exercises. And I've got Raymond walking on the inside close to the buildings because he's subject to fits of fantasy and starts thinking he's a circus performer and that the curb is a tight rope strung high in the air. And sometimes after a rain, he likes to step down off his tight rope right into the gutter and slosh around getting his shoes and cuffs wet. Then I get hit when I get home. Or sometimes, if you don't watch him, he'll dash across traffic to the island in the middle of Broadway and give the pigeons a fit. Then I have to go behind him, apologizing to all the old people sitting around trying to get some sun and getting all upset with the pigeons fluttering around them, scattering their newspapers and upsetting the wax paper lunches in their laps. So I keep Raymond on the inside of me, and he plays like he's driving a stagecoach. Which is okay by me, so long as he doesn't run me over or interrupt my breathing exercises, which I have to do on account of I'm serious about my running and I don't care who knows it. Now, some people like to act like things come easy to them. Won't let on that they practice. Not me. I'll high prance down 34th Street like a rodeo pony to keep my knees strong, even if it does get my mother uptight so that she walks ahead like she's not with me, don't know me, is all by herself on a shopping trip, and I'm somebody else's crazy child. Now you take Cynthia Proctor, for instance. She's just the opposite. If there's a test tomorrow, she'll say something like, "Oh, I guess I'll play handball this afternoon and watch television tonight." Just to let you know she ain't thinking about the test. Or like last week when she won the spelling bee for the millionth time. A good thing you got received, Squeaky, because I would have got it wrong. I completely forgot about the spelling bee. And she'll clutch the lace on her blouse like it was a narrow escape. Oh, brother. But of course, when I pass her house on my early morning trots around the block, she's practicing the scales on the piano over and over and over and over. Then in music class, she always lets herself get bumped around so she falls accidentally on purpose onto the piano stool and is so surprised to find herself sitting there that she decides just for fun to try out the old keys. And what do you know? Chopin's waltzes just spring out of her fingertips and she's the most surprised thing in the world, a regular prodigy. I could kill people like that. I stay up all night studying the words for the spelling bee. And you can see me any time of day practicing running. I never walk if I can trot. And shame on Raymond if he can't keep up. But of course he does. 'Cause if he hangs back, someone's liable to walk up to him and get smart, or take his allowance from him, or ask him where he got that great pumpkin hair. People are so stupid sometimes. So I'm strolling down Broadway, breathing out and breathing in on counts of seven, which is my lucky number. And here comes Gretchen and her sidekicks. Mary Louise, who used to be a friend of mine when she first moved to Harlem from Baltimore and got beat up by everybody till I took up for her on account of her mother and my mother used to sing in the same choir when they were young girls. But people ain't grateful. So now she hangs out with the new girl, Gretchen, and talks about me like a dog. And Rosie, who is as fat as I am skinny and has a big mouth where Raymond is concerned and is too stupid to know that there's not a big deal of difference between herself and Raymond and that she can't afford to throw stones. So they are steady coming up Broadway and I see be one of those Dodge City scenes because the street ain't just as we are. First, I think I'll step into the candy store and look over the new comics and let them pass, but that's chicken and I got a reputation to consider. So then I think I'll just walk straight on through them or even over them if necessary. But is it? Jump and save everybody a lot of precious time. You signing up for the May Day races? Smiles Mary Louise. Only it's not a smile at all. A dumb question like that doesn't deserve an answer. Besides, it's just me and Gretchen standing there really, so no use wasting my breath talking to shadows.